Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined in the media center following the 65th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals by our funny car winner, John Force. John, his 151st NHRA National Event win, 5th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, and the funny car eliminator with a victory over Jack Beckman in the final round. John Force, walk us through your race day.
Well, first I want to go a little bit off track, if I may.
There is no track. Wherever you would like to go, take us.
You know, my son-in-law, he's from Indy here, Graham Rahal, IndyCar driver. He asked me years ago about the quality of life. Like, you're just going to keep going down this road. But racing's what I love to do. And but I have looked at different directions in life to go. And I set goals, but I have a job to do also to raise money, you know, to keep the ship afloat for over 120 employees. But the issue is I can't get my book done. I can't get my movie done. They've been rewritten, trying to fix it because I keep moving on. But there's going to be a point. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of people at Seattle sponsors call me and said, "We heard you say, I'm over it." And I was over that moment. I didn't realize how hard it did to me mentally. And I didn't even know it till it was done. And what I'm saying is there's a direction. If you're waiting for me here to tell you I'm quitting, I ain't going to do that. But I'm trying to figure this out, where I'm going in life, because I know Father Time's against me. And when I got that 150, like, okay, then the next week at Brainerd, I blow the tires off. We had a clutch malfunction. And I said, well, here we are, right back where we started. And then we come here to Indy, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, this car is running like cars should run. And I'm driving it like you should drive it. And I thought, got 150. When do you walk out? When do you walk out the door? You don't need to write all this. I just want to give you an idea. When do you go? And we talked the other day when I thanked you, Phil, on the article you wrote. Those guys, Gartlett, Shirley, those are my heroes. Somehow, I just want to say this, and I'll get back to you. And I didn't cuss in my interview.
We're very happy about that.
But my doctor and a doctor when I was in the hospital told me, you know, in 07 when we lost Eric and I crashed, he told me, you're done. You ain't going to race. You're going to be lucky to walk. And I've never allowed anyone to ever tell me anything. And I fought to get back. And then I started hearing, you're 70. This thing is over, you know. And, you know, it's really true. It's how bad you want it. And it don't matter if you're a race car driver or you're a rider or a Fox, you know, interview. It doesn't matter what you are in life. You do it because you love it. And when you don't do good, you do the best you can. And there's a lot of guys out here with more talent than me that just don't have a race car with the money or the right crew chief. I just happen to be one of the lucky ones. But the point I was trying to make, I missed my window. I should have retired for that quality of life 20 years ago. And I'm not kidding. You know what I'm saying? I should have walked away. And now, I don't even know how to walk away. It's pathetic. I come out here, I ache, I pain, I hurt. You know, my wife this morning in the shower, she said, I could hear you in the bedroom and you're in pain. And I said, yeah, it's getting tougher. But I owe this sport for so much. And I don't mean the money I've made. I'm starting to give it back. But I mean, Eric is gone, you know, and that's heartbreaking to me. And I can't even imagine his family, okay? But someday I got to go out that door. And I said, two things. It sure be nice to win a championship. And it sure be nice to win Indy one more time. And do you think, oh, I believe in myself that I can win? Because I've always had that attitude. But I stood there in the pits and I said, who are you shitting? You're beat up. You're wore out. You know, Old World Industries gave me a lifetime contract, as long as I want to drive. The president, Hervis, is 10 years older than me. And he just loves me for my energy. But man, the energy is getting tough, guys. And this race really meant a lot to my girls, to show my grandkids. Because when you win Indy, you can win a championship, but you win, and they're already starting on going at 200, and they're already starting on going after the championship. What I'm saying is, I don't know how to get off this train, but I got to. It's coming. And I don't know when, because every time I think, now, you did it in Seattle, walk out. And I even said today, if you do it in Indy, walk out. And I couldn't do it. I just stood down there and said, you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to die here, like you always say. And I don't mean I want to die. I want to be with my grandkids. The quality of life has passed me. The next step, I know where it goes. And I, this ain't a very good interview, so don't write all this shit. But I'm really lost. And winning this, I didn't think I'd ever get the chance again. I didn't think I could be that good with the right team that supported me when I failed so much. I'm sorry. Back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. First of all, I think I can speak for everybody here. We appreciate what you just said and consider you drag racing family and what you have done for the sport unparalleled, but you stormed through a field that is the quickest field in funny car history. You went through Johnny Lindbergh, Robert Height, Matt Hagen, and in the final round, Jack Beckman to win this race. You earned this race. And John Force is going into the NHRA countdown at the best he's been in 10 years or since your last championship. So that has to be on your mind.
See why I kept my glasses on.
Yes.
I don't want to make a fool of myself. I already made. What I'm just saying is, I live for all of you. I love you. I love all the sponsors because what they allow us to do. And if I beat them guys, or somebody up there that likes me better, you know, on this day, to let me beat guys that are really, I shouldn't say this, my sponsors will all quit. But I'm racing guys that are young. Beckman, this guy's the best out there on the tree. And I'm out there jerking around, trying to deep stage, trying to roll, doing everything stupid. But it's the only way I can stay up with these kids. You know, Robert Hyde, I can't beat him. He had a 50, he had a 90 light. He smoked the tires. It's just like somebody wanted me to win this race. And I don't know what they're keeping me around for. You understand what I was trying to tell you the other morning, Phil? And you go, no. I said, no, you don't know, Phil. You wrote my ending. I was ready to quit right there. And
we're going to open it up to questions for members of the media for John Force, Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus. Bobby.
John, do you feel like you just keep doing this because this is your purpose in life?
Yeah, but, you know, sooner or later it's going to get you. The old pump's going to quit. You know, I'm back there. I'm pounding the coffee. If you only saw it, my doctor would come in there and have NHRA pull my license. They'd just say, this guy's just on a suicide deal to kill himself. And I'm not. I just love it so much. And that's what's really pathetic. I starved. I didn't know my kids. I don't know my wife anymore. I just go down this road to run out here and do this stuff. And it's the greatest sport in the world. And I don't know why I do it. I think I'm mentally, I got problems. Now they're telling me that too in Miami. Okay? Look, I ain't going to go nowhere. If you got a question, I'll try to answer it.
Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. Phil.
Let's just talk about the final run, then your emotions going up there and how you saw the run.
Fox took me over to film me and Perdomo. And I sat there and all I talked about was Perdomo. And the girls kind of looking at me like, well, God, geez, you're pretty good yourself. Can't you mention it? Because that's where I came from. The heads, the Cheryl Greers. My window is past. I'm in the wrong generation. These kids are hired guns. I don't belong here anymore. Don't you get it? I just don't belong here anymore. And that's, I'm not quitting. That ain't what I'm saying. But it just ain't making no sense. And I go out here with these kids that want to win so bad. And I'm going to call it an hour and say, I want to take all this back. I know. I'm just saying, I'm going to keep going. But something ain't making no sense. You know, it just, you know, is there a plan for me? What is it? You know what I mean? Winning Indy, biggest thing on my bucket list. Let me tell you, never thought I'd ever get a chance again, no matter how good I was. You know what I'm saying? It just, I can't believe it. Look, all I'm talking is bullshit, and I don't want to do that to you.
When you got out of the car, the first thing you said, instead of profanity, was to you.
I never cuss.
I know. That's what I'm saying. To you on the couch, you're talking to the audience at home. You are trying to inspire someone with this moment. Who are you trying to inspire?
What's that word mean?
Motivate.
Oh.
You were talking to someone.
I can't hear either.
Neither can I.
Grace has made me deaf. I can't see anymore. I was talking to people. If you knew the letters that I get, and I'm no preacher. I can't save or cure the sick. But I've got a letter over there in my trailer right now, 4 pages long, from a guy at 12 years old was hit in a car wreck and ruined for life. And now it's taken its toll on him. He's 35, but he come to say, you gave me a reason when I saw you in the early days about dreaming. And that's all and I'm going to call him tonight. You know, he's got 3 kids, but he says he's starting to lose his memory now. And I get it. If it don't just happen at your age, hitting my head is why I'm losing it. The point I'm saying is I yelled out. I was almost mad. I just yelled out at the camera, you people out there, get off that couch. I see so many people that are tired, younger than me, and beat up because they've been told by the system, you know what I mean, that it's over. You know what I mean? The system. You know, all these, you read about it, all this stuff going on, all these people are drugging each other, and the goofy stuff going on. And they wanted to put me 4 years ago on medication for depression. I fight it every day. And I ain't supposed to tell people at Chevrolet, say, we just signed this fool, he's nuts. But I have it really bad. And I got to get up and get to the coffee machine, or I got to get on a treadmill. And if I don't, I carry it. And I've got to get rid of it. And so what I'm saying is, the doctor said, we can give you something to fix it. And I said, not with the machine I have to run. I have to make decisions that are right. And when you get all happy, hell, buy me another race team. You know what I mean? Because you're nuts. And I've been to the Miami medic in the Miami Head Center. We've had some talks. And what I'm saying is, I don't know what's going on. This was a big moment for me. But I tell people out there, if someone tells you to get on a couch, well, get your... And I didn't cuss, but I said, get off that couch. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Get grandpa, grandma, get up, walk, stay alive, keep moving. And that is the world. Because you can all be young, but it's going to come one day. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Austin Coyle called me and said, Clint Eastwood said it. How do you do it at 90? He said, you don't let the old man in. The old man's already in. He done snuck in on me. I'm trying to get rid of him. I fight him every day. But it's a bitch. Was this a medical survey? What? I really screwed this up.
I don't think you did. Does anybody else have a question for John? John, we understand. Yes, Kevin McKinnon, National Dragster.
Your thoughts on having the whole family, including Courtney, here for the first time this year?
I didn't have Ashley or Adria here. The boys started school. Autumn was here. Yeah, they're my whole life. I'm just having an emotional day because I won Indy. See what you can do to me? And Jack Beckman, if he had taken his helmet off, I would have kissed him on the lips. You know what I'm saying? Because I really love these people. I almost feel bad. Like, what's an old piece of shit like me able to beat these guys, no matter how good my car is? And that is the truth. And that is the truth. And I go down this road, and it's going to get ugly. I'm going to go till I drop. And my doctor said, oh, without a doubt, you're that stupid. He said, you're just going to go. And he says, I watch you. And I go, I don't understand it. I'm tired. I go to bed. I sleep 8, 9, 10 hours. I get up, and I'm just tired the next day. And anything wrong with my heart? Nope. You look. I know, Sarah. I'm in trouble. Okay. But he said to me, he said, how long you felt this way, tired? I told him 20 years. And that's the truth. I've been waking up tired since I turned 50, 55, 60, because I run 7 days a week. But if I stop, I'll die. And that's what I'm really afraid of. But it's some grandchildren that I really want to be with, and my children. Graham was right. I missed my window. So I guess I got to die with all of you. But trust me, I'm going before all of you. So I just want to tell you I love you. You can throw all this shit out. You don't have to write it. It's all bullshit. But what I do really love, NHRA, I love Mel Yellow, the guys down there standing there trying to put it out. You know, the bottles, they got a job to do. I'm sorry.
You're great. You are great. Ladies and gentlemen, any other questions? We're going to let him go. John, thank you very much.